Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I want to talk to you guys about how to deal with criticism, and this is part two. Okay, so we know that, you know, if you're somebody powerful, if you do something different, you think outside the box, you can be faced with a lot of criticism. Maybe that criticism is coming from your friends. Maybe it's coming from your coworkers. Maybe it's coming from your family. Who knows? Or maybe it's coming from all three. But the Bible does tell us how God dealt with criticism. And so it says in the Bible in Matthew 13:55, it says, "Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas?" See, they were scoffing at God, and they didn't want to believe that Jesus is Lord. They didn't want to believe that he was God. They thought he was just a common man. You know, they wanted to scoff at him and make him feel less than God. But we all know that Jesus is Lord. And so sometimes that's how your people in your circle will come at you and criticize you, because they think they know enough about you that you couldn't possibly be any more different than they are. So if you carry yourself a particular way, or if you live in a particular neighborhood, they say, "Isn't that drug dealer's daughter? Isn't her mom Joanne? And isn't her brothers that crazy man and that other crazy man? Aren't those her brothers? Isn't her brother that drunkard over there?" You know, they want to belittle you. They want to criticize you and make you feel less than. Why did that person live in that neighborhood? Why do they dress the way that they do? Why do they work at the place that they work at? But we don't have to give in to that type of criticism. We're going to carry ourselves well, regardless of our background and where we come from and our circumstances. We don't have to be a product of our circumstances. We can actually get outside the boat and be different. Think outside the box and make a difference in this world. We don't have to live as the rest of this world lives. No, because the Bible says that we're not supposed to conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so you can't let people put a damper on your spirit and make you feel less than just because you're different, because you're God's chosen people, because you act a certain way, because you talk a certain way, because you live in a certain neighborhood, you drive a particular car, you go to a different you have a different type of career, and whatever your status may be. You can't let people criticize you and make you question or doubt God or the things that he has for you. Like, they might want to criticize me because I live in the neighborhood that I live in, and I get people telling me all the time, "Why don't you just move?" But they don't know how lucky and how blessed I am to live where I live. And there's people who will literally be jealous of you and try to rain on your parade. I've had a person flatten my tires, you know, just because I got a new car. You know, and it's not even a new car, it's a new to us car, but it's a used car. And I've had people say all type of things to me. "Why do you style your hair that way? And why don't you style it this way? And why do you, you know, dress like that?" And just people will criticize you for the littlest of things, of what comes natural to you, what you're used to doing. You're used to stepping outside of the box. If you're used to being different and standing out and living the way that you live, people will look at it and try to belittle you and make you feel less than, when you know that you're an overcomer, you're a conqueror, you're more than what meets the eye. And that's what they tried to do to Jesus. But in turn, you know, he didn't give into it, because he knew that he was God. And that's what you got to do. You have to know who you are and whose you are. And that's what's going to save you from a lot of criticism, is when you know who you are and whose you are, and you don't give in to their criticism, and you don't doubt God. You stand firm in what you believe in. You stand firm in being different. You stand firm in standing out and being the change that the world needs. So just don't give in to their criticism. Don't mind them, you know. Continue to believe in what you believe in. All right, well, that's all I have for you today, guys. Until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.